Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Book of Life. We've been talking a lot about death, the fact that people will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. But today I want to talk about the Book of Life. What is the Book of Life? Well, let's read about it first in Psalm chapter 69 and verses 21 through 28. This is Psalm chapter 69 and verses 21 through 28. This is David speaking, but as you'll notice, this is really the same thing that Jesus the Christ said when he was on the cross. It says, "They also gave me gall for my food. In my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare. May it become a retribution and a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they can't see. Let their backs be continually bent. Pour out your indignation on them. Let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let no one dwell in their tents, for they persecute him whom you have wounded. They tell of the sorrow of those whom you have hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime, iniquity upon iniquity. Don't let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous." So what is the book of life? The book of life is the place where the righteous are written. It says, "Let them be blotted out of the book of life and not be with the righteous." So the book of life contains those who are righteous, the names of those who are righteous. We can also check in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 3. This is Philippians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 3. "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm in the Lord." And this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Philippi. And he's saying, "My dear brothers, stand firm in the Lord. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to have the same attitude in the Lord. They have struggled with me in the gospel along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life." So what is the book of life? The book of life is the book that contains the names of Clement and Euodia and Syntyche and obviously Paul and Peter and all the people who are named in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, which is the faith chapter, all of the rest of his fellow workers, all of the Christians who have ever lived and died in the faith, and all the true Christians who are alive today. That's all of the people who are written in the book of life. Now let's read Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. This is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, "The one who overcomes, this one will be clothed in white clothing." And this is Jesus the Christ talking. This is Christ after he returns. And it says, "The one who overcomes, this one will be clothed in white clothing, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So what is the book of life? The book of life is that book that contains the names of the overcomers, those who are clothed in white clothing. And we know that white clothing is symbolic of righteousness. So again, it just bears out the fact of what we saw in the book of Psalms, that the book of life is a book that contains the name of those who are righteous, those who are the true Christians, those who are overcomers. That's who's in the book of life. And it says, "I will not blot his name out of the book of life." That's what's in there, the names of the overcomers, the fellow workers, those who are righteous. Now let's read Revelation chapter 13. This is Revelation chapter 13 and verses 4 through 8. Revelation chapter 13 and verses 4 through 8. They worshiped the dragon because it had been given authority to the beast. Now, this is people in the end time who received the mark of the beast. It says they worshiped the dragon, who's Satan the devil, because it had given authority to the beast. They also worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight a war with it?" The beast was allowed to speak arrogant and blasphemous things, and it was given authority for 42 months. It opened up its mouth to utter blasphemies against God. It was allowed to wage war against the saints and to conquer them. It was also given authority over every tribe and people and tongue and language. So for 3.5 years, this beast, along with the false prophet who's riding the beast, both of them under the influence of Satan the devil, that great red dragon, they're allowed for 3.5 years to wreak havoc on the face of the earth. This is the time of the great tribulation. And it says in verse 8, all those living on earth who are worshiping the beast and the false prophet, these are the ones whose names are not written in the book of life. Alright, so again, we see people that are not written in the book of life. We have people that are written in the book of life. It's those who are righteous. It's the fellow workers with Paul, who will be all faithful saints. It's those who are overcomers, those who are dressed in white clothing. Again, those are the righteous people, the resurrected saints. We are all written in the book of life. But those who worship the beast and the false prophet, who worship the dragon, actually, these people, their names are not written in the book of life. Now notice something else that it says here in verse 8 of Revelation chapter 13. It says that the people who are living on the earth who worship the beast, their names are not written in the book of life. And who does this book of life belong to? The book of life that belongs to the Lamb of God that was slaughtered from the foundation of the world. So we know for sure that the book of life belongs to none other than Jesus the Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who was destined from the foundation of the world to be slaughtered. Not that he was actually slaughtered at the foundation of the world, but we can say that he might as well have been slaughtered at that time, because at that time, God knew that he would have to be slaughtered, because God knew that Adam and Eve would sin. After all, Satan had sinned, and Satan was the one who God appointed as the god of the world, god of this world. And so he knew that Satan would be able to deceive Adam and Eve and cause them to sin. So right from the foundation of the world, it was just as good as done that the Lamb of God was slain, or would be slain. But this Lamb of God, who was resurrected, of course, and is also the Lion of God, he will come back to this earth, and he's going to have with him the book of life. And the names that are written in the book of life are all of those who are righteous, all of those who are the fellow workers with other Christians, all of the saints. These are the people who will have their names written in the book of life. Hopefully that will be you. Hopefully that will be me. The people who are not in the book of life are all those who worship the dragon, and who is Satan the devil. All those who worship the beast and the false prophet. Now let's turn to Revelation chapter 21. This is Revelation chapter 21. And we'll read verses 1 through 3 and then verse 27. Revelation chapter 21. In verses 1 through 3, and then we'll drop down to verse 27. John is speaking here, and he says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and the sea is no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." That's right. Jesus the Christ will have already been on earth for 1,000 years, but now God the Father will join him on the earth and make earth his headquarters. there will in no way enter into this new Jerusalem, this new city that's come down out of heaven. No one will enter into it if they are profane, if they cause an abomination, if they're liars. And there's other things that it says in Revelation chapter 22. Whoremongers, etc., etc. Nobody who continually commits sin, who lives a life of rebelliousness against God, nobody will be in New Jerusalem. But only, the only people who will be in New Jerusalem are those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's right. When New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven, when there's a new earth and a new heaven, when God the Father makes his abode on earth, at that time there won't be any physical human beings alive that are still committing sin. Satan will have been cast into the lake of fire. The beast and the false prophet will have been cast into the lake of fire. All unrepentant sinners will have been cast into the lake of fire. The only people who will be alive at that time are those who have been resurrected to eternal life. All of those who are faithful servants of Jesus the Christ. Only those people who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be here on this earth when God the Father comes down to earth and makes his abode here in the New Jerusalem. And that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Now in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19, this is the last one we're going to read about the Book of Life. This is Revelation chapter 22 and verse 19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, speaking specifically about the book of Revelation, if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take his name out of the Book of Life and out of the holy city and from the things which have been written in this book. So again, a caution, my friends, you don't want to have your name blotted out of the Book of Life. You want your name written into the Book of Life. The way that you can have your name written in to the Book of Life is to not take away anything from the Bible, not taking away, not adding to it. So worshiping God in spirit and in truth, all right, not according to these so-called Christian traditions, which are just pagan traditions with the Christian name slapped on it. And yes, I'm talking about the observance of Christmas, the observance of Easter, the observance of New Year on January 1st, the observance of, what's that crazy day, Halloween. All of those pagan holidays that just have a Christian name slapped on them, which is slapped on there really under the inspiration of Satan the devil, who wants to deceive people, who wants to point people toward these holidays instead of towards God's seven annual holy days. These things we should not have anything to do with. They're not in God's word, and we shouldn't add it to God's word. Neither should we take away anything saying that God's seven annual holy days have been done away with. That is not the truth. That is a deception from Satan the devil. So if you want to make sure that you're written in the Book of Life, make sure that you heed all of the words that's written in the Bible. And you can learn more about what's written in the Bible as you continue to tune in to our radio program. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow, and may God be in you.